This is an ABC podcast.
Now, firstly, the former head of Fiji's corruption watchdog says she'll fight to clear her name after a report into her appointment was leaked on social media and to local and international media organisations. The report by a commission of inquiry is scathing of the process surrounding Barbara Mulimuli's appointment as head of the Independent Commission Against Corruption last year and the senior officials involved. It describes it as legally invalid, ethically reprehensible, a damning failure of integrity, and politically manipulated to install a compromised individual into a position of immense power. Ms. Mulimuli and the others adversely named, including the Chief Justice, the Chief Register and former Attorney General, have not been given a copy of the report. The leak has complicated an already messy situation for the government, as Prime Minister Sitiveni Rambuka had held off releasing the report while police and FICAC conducted their own investigations. Ms. Mulimuli, who was dismissed from the position following the inquiry, says natural justice requires anyone named in the report to be given a copy to challenge it. So joining us with more details is our Fiji reporter, Lide Movono. Denise Yandere Lide, thank you for joining us this morning.
Yandere Vinaka and Malolele to you, Aggie.
Yeah, look, firstly, as well as a damning appointment process, we see that the COI report says Ms. Mulimuli and a host of other senior officials could have potentially committed a range of offences. Are you aware of who's named and what could they have done?
Yes, Aggie, we are aware, but I must point out that these copies of the report is leaked, and so there's always a caution as to what's in it. However, in the report that we received directly from someone who was sitting in the COI, it says several senior figures, including the former FICAC commissioner herself, Barbara Mulimuli, being named for a range of offences, and along with her is the current Chief Justice Sale Sitembu, Chief Registrar Thomas Imbainivalu, Attorney General Graham Leung, Solicitor General Rapati Green, Deputy Prime Minister Mano Kamkamitha, and the Justice Minister Siro Mituranga. Also, even Deputy State Prosecutor John Rambuku. So it's quite a long list of people. These are people that the COI recommends should be charged. And then there's a further list of people that it's accusing of several things. But the potential offences range from abuse of office, perjury, forgery, including also obstruction of justice and conspiracy. Mulimuli herself is accused of issuing unlawful directives, lying in a statutory declaration, forging documents, as well as misusing electoral information. They're quite serious, and these are all allegations. We must state that. And she's being the report accuses these individuals of basically working together to interfere in the FICAC, our anti-corruption body's investigation of several high-profile political figures. Aggie,
yeah, Lee, there look quite a few names that have been named there, and of course one of them is Ms. Mulimuli. But has she herself had to say anything about the situation?
Yes, she has. She's broken her silence at last over the past several months since this began in September of 2024. Barbara has been quiet about it. She's chosen to speak only through her lawyers. But yesterday, once the COI report that this leaked version of it had made the rounds and once it was reported on in the mainstream Fijian media, she posted a really long and rather humorous statement on her social media, and in which she says that she's not been given a copy of the report, arguing that that is a breach of natural justice. And she's criticized the decision for the report to be naming people and the decision to act in the report before it's actually been shared with those who are named in it and implicated. We now, of course, have the Fiji Police Force already acting on the contents of the report. So she's saying that that's not how democracy or the rule of law works. And she's warned Fiji, and she's putting out a clear message to Fiji and saying, be wary, Fiji, that we are veering into a police state territory. And she's vowed to challenge the findings of the COI in court, saying, I will fight to clear my name.
Mm. Well, besides Ms. Mulimuli, has anyone else named in the report also made comments?
We tried getting, you know, the other people who are directly implicated to speak to the allegations against them, but have not had much success. Everyone basically choosing to wait for the Prime Minister or the President to officially release the report. However, last night at the Pacific Women in Media Conference, reporters from around the Pacific did doorstop Honorable Deputy Prime Minister Manoka Mikamida, who's basically said that he too wants to wait for the official release of the report, but he did express his concerns over the leaks when he spoke to us last night, that you can hear right now, Aggie.
I'd urge the people of Fiji to just think about the manner in which this report has been handled. Eh? There are some other people that have ulterior motives here. They're not honourable. They're trying to, release the report before it becomes public. It is very disrespectful to the Honourable Prime Minister and the President, who will release it when they feel they want to release it. And so, it's for the police to investigate who leaked it. But and as far as I'm concerned, and I'm not making any substantive comments until that report is made public, and the whole of Fiji can actually see what's in that report, so that we can see the full facts. At the moment, we're only being shown what those who have the report want us to see.
And that there is Deputy Prime Minister Manoa Kamikamida speaking to reporters in Fiji. Well, Lee, what about Prime Minister Sitiveni Rambuka? You know, we realise he had held back the report despite advising the President to sack Ms. Malimali and even former Attorney General Graham Leong. What's he had to say?
He's been very quiet since bloggers and since witnesses in the COI have been leaking the report in a piecemeal fashion all over, you know, the digital space and the social media platforms. However, you know, he, of course, directed the police and directed the termination of the two, Malimali and Leong. But since the report itself has made it out into the public space over the last 48 hours, he's remained quite silent. In fact, right now he's on a personal trip to Melbourne, if I understood that correctly. Mm. But it's understood that he is releasing the official report soon. He told me 2 weeks ago to be patient, that the rest of Fiji will receive it at the same time. But so far he has not said anything at all about the implications and about the people named in the report, including even his own Deputy Prime Minister.
Mm. Again, now that part of that report has been leaked, I mean, where do we go from here?
Well, at this point, the ball is in the court of Fiji's law enforcement agencies. Over the last 3 days or so this week, you know, there was some kerfuffle back and forth between the police, the President's office and the Prime Minister's office, because the Prime Minister had issued instructions to the Fiji Police Force's Criminal Investigations Department to look into the report and to begin their investigations. But over the last 2 days, Fijian Police Commissioner Rusiate Tundravu held a press statement to tell Fiji that the Prime Minister didn't have the authority to do that, and that only the President did. So that since happened. And yesterday afternoon, sources within the CID told the ABC that this is now their top priority investigation. FICAC too has confirmed that it's reviewing the report's findings and the allegations involving its former head. So in short, while the two authorities have their responsibility to investigate further, the political and legal fallout is far from over. The integrity of the inquiry itself is being called into question, and people have expressed their, I would say, concerns over the impartiality of the process and over also comments made by Justice David Ashton Lewis, the judge who led the Commission of Inquiry. He made some remarks on a radio station in Australia, where he calls on the Prime Minister to, the words he used was, expose crocodiles in the pond. Mm. And so there's a lot of concern over that, and some of which includes by political scientists at the Victoria University in Wellington, New Zealand, Dr. John Frankel, whom we spoke to last night, Aggie.
When I read the chapter 7, is it, or the one about the possible offences, right? It's absolutely full of this weird kind of language, like plausibly they were doing this, arguably they were doing that, just sort of like a scattergun approach of throwing out all sorts of accusations left, right and centre. The police have now announced that they're going to take up some of this stuff. Good. I think that the very few of these charges that the his lordship, so styled, puts around will actually be referred by the police to the Director of Public Prosecutions, and I suspect many of them, if they ever do see the light of day, will be thrown out.
And that's Dr. John Frankel, Professor of Comparative Politics at Victoria University there. Before that, we were just speaking to our Fiji reporter, Lile Movono.